Sakura Comes to Stay by Kita Sparkles. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events are a coincidence. Foreword. After I finished Sakura Comes to Visit, I realized there was just too much more that could be done with Megan and Sakura to just let it end there. I had to find a way to get them together in the same house and form this family of sorts of the four females. But it wasn't enough to just do that. There needed to be some sort of adventure they could have to seal Sakura and Megan's first summer of actually living together. I considered what to do with it, and this happened to be the first year I went to camp. My first camp experience was as a counselor. So I thought, that's it. What if they went to camp? How would they hide the diapers, though? What about adding another friend? I won't spoil it, but a few characters from this story will make a return in future stories. Of course, it is left open at the end, which fits well into the third installment, A Very Sakura Christmas. I hope you enjoy this second installment of the Sakura series, and I hope Sakura becomes as important to you as she has to me. Guinevere Nikita, Kita Sparkles. Chapter 1. I got it. Megan called as she ran to the phone after it rang. Hello, she said into the receiver. Sakura, she said happily, as she recognized the voice at the other end of the line. How is Japan? Sakura had moved to Japan several months earlier with her parents, when her father was offered a good position with his company if he moved there, and the door if he did not. It wasn't too hard for him and his wife. He had lived there before, and she had come from Japan, but it was very hard for Sakura. She may have had a Japanese name and Asian looks, but she was very American, plus it was very hard to leave her friends, and especially her sister, whom she had become so close to since she had visited her for a very special week 3 years earlier. Ah, no better, huh? She asked as she listened. You want to talk to your sister, I know. I'll let you talk to her. I know these phone calls are expensive. Megan handed the phone over to Felicia, who had just walked into the room. Felicia took the phone, not knowing who was calling. Hello, Sakura. How is Japan? I think you have been spending too much time with Megan, Sakura sighed, noting how her sister had just answered the phone exactly the same way Megan had done a couple of minutes ago. Anyway, to answer your question, terrible. I guess there are some nice things about living here, but the bad outweighs it. Everything is so crowded, and we gotta wear uniforms to school and bow just so to the teachers, and even though everyone can speak English, they never do. And they speak so quickly, I can't tell what they are saying in Japanese most of the time, Sakura went on unhappily. I'm sorry, sis, Felicia said, feeling really bad for her little sister. What are some of the good things, though? Maybe talking about the good things would cheer Sakura up. Well, the technology is good. We have a nice big house, and Mom even put a full nursery in it for me. And they have really good diapers in my size, and it is a lot easier to get diapers in any size here. And they have this cool style here called Gothic Lolita. Felicia shuddered to hear her sister use either of those two words.